them holding me, you know, Scrappy and Stevie J is into it, and I see, lo and behold, Jocelyn walk up behind Scrappy, she's punching him in the back of his head, and I'm pissed, you know, and I'm like, mm-hmm. let me lose, like, do y'all not see these two men fighting him? And that's when, you know, a couple of them ran over there and broke that up, and then, you know, they slammed Scrappy to the ground and Stevie, and that's basically what you've seen with them. Once security had them, brought them to the ground, that's what they showed, and that was it. It showed me, like, very upset, like, pissed. I'm blowed.
Do you think you were responsible for that entire altercation?
Oh, not at all. I don't think I was responsible for anything that went on, because I told Scrappy what happened. We talked about it. I said, I think I deserve an apology. I didn't say, oh, fight this dude or go do anything to this dude. And Scrappy said himself, I'm on probation, so, you know, I'm going to handle this, you know, the right way. And that's what I thought he was going to do. I didn't know he was going to go from, you know, Stevie apologizing to, like, what if I call your bitch a bitch? And it escalated from there.
Do you think it was, who do you think was responsible for that? Do you think it was Jocelyn, or do you think it honestly was Scrappy? Because, you know, we did see Stevie J, you know, say apologize and say sorry. But we also saw, you know, Scrappy continue. Then we also saw Jocelyn interjecting. Who do you think is really to blame?
I think Scrappy was to blame, because when he said, what if I call your bitch a bitch, then that's when she piped in and said, well, she's to blame too, because it wouldn't have even jumped off had you, you know, stayed a sideline and just knew your place, because you didn't have anything to do with this. You didn't even know what happened. So you're walking into a situation and you're running your mouth and you don't really know what's going on.
Okay, gotcha. Who won the fight?
I say it's her fault, because she swung first and she was the one that, you know, really cranked it.
So she was out of the four of you, she swung first and hit you in the mouth.
She didn't hit me in my mouth. She caught me somewhere, like, in the side of my face. She either slapped me. She did something. I can't recall.
She slapped me
or punched me in the side of my mouth. No, she didn't hit me in my mouth. Nowhere near my mouth.
Okay, so she swung first. She hit you first. Who? We didn't get to see the fight, really. Who won the fight between Stevie J and Scrappy?
Did you not see Stevie J wobbling? Did y'all not see that?
I did, but also let me tell you what we also saw. We saw him on top of, and I don't know if this is because I don't know. You know, I saw him. I did see him wobbling. I saw a little bit of blood on somebody's face. I also saw him. It looked like he was kind of biting Scrappy or something. Like he was on top of him.
Mhm. And see, that's when security has slammed them. And when
okay.
security has like to break up the fight, that's where it came in at. And then they were, you know, a bunch of just stuff going back. I'll say this. If Stevie and Jocelyn won the fight, ask them, why were they at South Fulton Hospital that night? I didn't have to go to an emergency room. Scrappy didn't have to go to an emergency room. We were fine. I mean, you can see in the shot, even with me, you know, losing it, my hair looks good. I still look good. So if somebody beat my ass, I just need to know who did. And why I don't look like that was done to me. Like, I'm good.
Right.